Well, welcome once again to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan Sim. I'm going to be your host for these daily challenges. This is a huge part of what Redeem the Commute is all about. It's about redeeming that crazy commuting lifestyle. We're trying to live a new lifestyle by a new routine. We're learning to do that every week while we explore a new topic every Monday, while we dive into the Bible every Tuesday, where every Wednesday we allow ourselves to be challenged and changed by what we've heard and read. And then Thursday, we actually put that change into action, where we do something based on what we've been learning. And then Friday, finally, we reflect back on what we've been learning and doing, and we pray about that. Saturday and Sunday are a little different. Saturday's a day for rest. Sunday's a day for community, especially Christian community, as we join with other people who are trying to learn to follow Jesus. And we're developing a community like that called Redeemer Church. For more information, make sure you read more on our website. These challenges are designed for people who are actively trying and learning to follow Jesus in their lives. You don't have to be doing it very well yet, but it's best to have the desire and a basic understanding of what that's all about. Christianity 101 is a course we offer right through this mobile website and app that will help you learn what these daily challenges are all based upon. Well, that's enough introduction for today. Let's get started on our first daily challenge for this week. You're probably wondering why I'm standing in a cemetery. It's a pretty strange place to find myself, but it's meant to help us get into today's topic. I want you to just think about cemeteries and funerals and the last time you found yourself in one, and think about the feelings that were conjured up for you at that time. I know from my own life that cemeteries aren't usually a happy place to be. I've been to enough funerals and led enough funerals to have various stories that come up in my mind as I remember some sometimes pretty challenging, awful circumstances. And sometimes I saw families coming together through those. So I just want you to stop for a minute. Think about this place that may bring up unhappy memories for you, or that you know holds unhappy memories for other people. And just ask yourself, or maybe the people you're in a discussion group with, or maybe you could just start one with the people around you, but here's the question to consider. What could possibly make you happy in unhappy circumstances like this? What could make you happy, say, at a friend's funeral or a family member's funeral? What on earth could make you happy? Now, I know that's not an obvious question, but we'll explore that more tomorrow as we look at Jesus' second blessed saying from the Sermon on the Mount. I'll see you tomorrow.